Hey you, I'm excited you're here. Welcome to Triumph After Trauma. I'm Caitlin, aka Katie, designer, business owner, go-getter, and most important, human just like you. I created this podcast to provide tools and support to those of you struggling to cope with a mental illness or work through a traumatic experience. Weekly, I'll share a personal story of mine, how it affected me, resources that helped me out of that dark place, and I'll end each episode with an empowering reminder. What I want for you to know is if I can make it through really tough shit and still find ways to thrive, so can you. Let's get this started. Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Triumph After Trauma. I'm excited to be here. Of course, always far more excited to have you here with me, friends. Today is going to be a shorter episode than it was last week, but it is going to be a good one. So I hope you have your favorite drink, you're cozied up, and if you're out and about or doing chores already, make sure you've got headphones on so that we are one on one. I'm sure you've all heard the saying, hurt people hurt people. And it is the most true thing. If you are not someone willing to grow, truly look at yourself, evolve, learn, make changes where needed, work through hard things that happen to you, that hurt is going to bleed onto other people. No matter how much you try to stop that from happening. And you are probably going to end up hurting the people you love the most. The most. I have seen this happen in my own life, in different types of relationships, too many times. And I admit, I was this type of person until I realized what was going on. Until I was diagnosed with anxiety and depression and understood some of the reasons it was going on. When I realized what was going on and why, I did the work and continue daily to do the work to not be that person anymore, to work through my own shit, to heal my own self. So that I don't bleed onto other people, so that I don't hurt other people, so that I don't put other people any longer what I have been through. There is a way to stop hurting people. There is a way to stop being that hurt person that unintentionally or intentionally, whichever it may be, in a situation, hurts people. You will not be successful at changing your ways or healing yourself unless you follow these three R's. I recently listened to a TED Talk by a woman named Dr. Candace Jones, who is an MD and certified physician practicing as a general pediatrician. And essentially what she does is help children at young ages and their parents understand where traumas might already be coming from or what traumas could their child face if the path they're on they continue on. It is very important work she does because she is not just helping children heal or help children prevent themselves from ending up traumatized and then having to work through all of that. It's also helping parents see how they may be affecting their children and how they can stop that in their tracks to do a little bit better, to build a safer environment, to not accidentally traumatize their child. In this TED Talk, she was talking about the three R's that are necessary for us to work through if we are going to heal any trauma, whether that's family-based, something you are working through on your own, or if it's generational trauma that we're trying to break. And before I dive into what those three R's are, let me say this. It is one of the most uncomfortable things to do, to look inward at things that have happened to you. Especially if they're things that you didn't do to yourself, they're not your fault, but now they're your responsibility to work through and heal from. Working through trauma and healing ourselves is one of the most uncomfortable and hardest things we'll ever do. But let me freaking tell you, it is one of the most important things for us as humans to do. Because if we do not all work through our own shit, we are just spewing on other people. We are going to lead ourselves and the ones we love to health issues. And honestly, we're just not going to be building a safe environment for people to be in when they're around us. And we're not going to be building a safe, healthy world for us and generations behind us to live in. That may sound harsh, but that is the dang truth. It is up to every single one of us to take care of our traumas, to heal from hard things, to constantly grow and evolve if we want to take care of each other, take care of ourselves, and build a world that is safe for people to be in. And this actually brings me to the first R. If we as humans are not willing to truly look deep inside ourselves and recognize what is actually going on, then it doesn't matter how much work you do on yourself, how much therapy you go to, how much money you spend on different tools and resources. For any change in healing to happen, you have to look into the depths of yourself and be willing to admit all that's in there that needs to change, all the ways you need to evolve, and all the unhealed things that you need to start working through. If you're not willing to look deep into yourself, then you're not truly recognizing all that needs to be changed and healed. And as much as you may not know it, you are still a hurt person, possibly hurting people. The second R is resilience. Resilience is the ability to overcome adversity and obstacles. And I am going to be a little bit brave in saying this, a little bit bold, however you want to word it. Resilience is more important than strength, and people calling us resilient over strong is more of a compliment. In saying that, if you don't think you are a very resilient person, or you're looking for new ways to build your resilience, these are some ways we can do it. Building or being around support systems is super important. Whether that support looks like just people in your life, or people in your life and a toolkit to deal with life when things get hard or your anxiety and depression kicks in, having tools and people that support you to create a support system is one of the most helpful ways for us as humans to build resilience. Having healthy tools that are easy to do but are tangible no matter what season you're in is beneficial because it helps you daily put little drops of resilience and confidence into your bucket. As if you listen to her, Keisha Get Mary says a lot on her podcast. But I do love that analogy because if you are doing little things daily for yourself that are healthy, that make you feel good, that make you feel supported and surrounded, you are building up the confidence in yourself that you are a resilient person. And doing tangible things daily helps you build your resilience. When it comes to having people as your support system, whatever people you have in your corner who you call your support system, it is important that they are creating a nurturing, safe environment for you. When you are in an environment and surrounded by people who make you feel safe, heard, and nurtured, it is that much easier to not only work through things, talk about things, get support regarding things that you really need to work on, but when life knocks you down, having truly supportive, loving people in your corner is going to help you reset that much quicker. Maybe not a whole ton quicker, but it will happen a little bit faster because you will feel safe. Feeling safe makes a world of difference when we are trying to heal from trauma, build resilience, go for big goals, work through big and hard life changes. Feeling safe, heard, loved, supported in any season, but especially hard seasons, makes all the difference in the world. The third R is restore. And this is one of the most important parts of these three R's when working through and trying to heal any sort of trauma. And here's why. You can do all the looking deep into yourself and all the hard work to work through things. But unless you also work on restoring your body and mind, restoring your nervous system, resetting your body-mind connection, which we spoke about last week, then all that work that you do, all that time you spend deeply looking into yourself, it ultimately goes nowhere. Healing truly starts in the body. So if you are looking to heal from really hard things, if you have looked in yourself and you are willing to do the hard work to work through really tough shit, you are going to have to be dedicated to leaning into your body and nervous system first and foremost. You see, over time, that is the biggest misconception people have about trauma, is that you have to work just on your mind. But the healing really starts in the body. And when you start really healing your body, you start healing what's going on in your head and brain. So if you are looking to do really hard work to heal, but you want to truly heal, step into your body and start there. If you are looking for ways to start healing your body, I will share some of the somatic exercises, the breathing techniques, the tools and resources I have. I will share some of that stuff below for you. But I will say this, I have learned from my own experiences that it is true. You have to start working in your body to heal your nervous system if you want to truly heal from any trauma or break any sort of family and generational traumas. Before I leave you all today, I just want to share this one reminder with you that will hopefully help you make the decision to do the hard work to start healing. You repeat what you do not feel you cannot or are not willing to repair. Listen to that again. You will repeat what you do not repair. I love you. I'm so dang grateful for you. I'm happy that we are connected via this podcast, and I cannot wait to be back here having another great chat with you all next week. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope this episode was helpful for you. If it was, tell someone about it who needs to hear this message or share it on social media and tag me at This Is Katie, K-A-I-T-E-Y, so we can connect. Life is a wild journey, but we're on it together, and I'm so glad. You're never truly alone. I appreciate you, I love you, and I will talk to you soon.